Track 3, Tim's Big Quiz. Now, Sam is jumping up and down enthusiastically here, waiting to bring you this month's fiendish quiz questions. This time, it's not true or false, so you can forget that 50-50 chance of being right.
Hello, welcome, quizzers, to this month's quiz. It's February. Now, 10 questions on a range of subjects, from history to royals. We love those, don't we? Geography to ships. I know, crazy. Well, I'll read the questions here and give the answers on a later track. So, thinking caps on, getting straight, that's the one, and let's go. Question number one. Who was Lord Mayor of London four times between 1397 and 1419, and the inspiration for a classic English folktale? I'll ask that again. Who was Lord Mayor of London four times between 1397 and 1419, and was the inspiration for a classic English folktale? Question number two. Who was the only one of Henry VIII's wives to receive a Queen's funeral? Who was the only one of Henry VIII's wives to receive a Queen's funeral? And question number three. Which British archaeologist discovered Tutankhamun's tomb? So, which British archaeologist discovered Tutankhamun's tomb? And question number four. Who was the leader of Britain's ill-fated Antarctic expedition, which was one of the first to reach the South Pole in 1912? So, who was the leader of Britain's ill-fated Antarctic expedition, which was one of the first to reach the South Pole in 1912? Question number five, halfway. Which British king suffered from a stammer as portrayed by Colin Firth in The King's Speech? So, which British king suffered from a stammer as portrayed by Colin Firth in The King's Speech? And question number six. What was the name of the ship that brought news of the Battle of Trafalgar to Britain? So, what was the name of the ship that brought news of the Battle of Trafalgar to Britain? And question number seven. What year was the Magna Carta signed? Question number seven again. What year was the Magna Carta signed? And question number eight. In which country did the Second World War battles of El Alamein take place? In which country did the Second World War battles of El Alamein take place? And question number nine. Who discovered the wreckage of the Titanic? Who discovered the wreckage of the Titanic? And our last question, question number 10. Which pilot famously fought in the Battle of Britain with two artificial legs? So, which pilot famously fought in the Battle of Britain with two artificial legs? Well, that was quite tricky. I've already quizzed the team here at Chatterbox HQ, and I will reveal our scores later on. Don't hold your breath, they weren't that good. But I hope you have done well with this odd selection of topics. There's a lot of sea-based questions as opposed to sea bass questions, ships and whatnots. And I wonder if they link to other features in this edition of Just Talk. Well, anyway, join me later for the answers to this collection of quizzical conundrums. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. We'll wait to hear from you again later.